eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Is Max Fried back? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on a Wednesday, April 24th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers, and let's talk about Max Fried, who got just what the doctor ordered, the Miami Marlins lineup. A three-hit shutout with 6 strikeouts to 0 walks, only needed 92 pitches to get through this start, 14 swinging strikes. Chris, he was dominant. What do we do from here? Would you be looking to sell high while he's healthy? What are your thoughts on Max Fried?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing, right? He had that forearm injury last season. He pitched well when he came back. And so how much of a concern is that moving forward? Well, when he was pitching really poorly in his first 4 starts, it starts to feel like a really big concern, right? Like, I think we were all kind of panicking. Oh no, did we overlook this red flag in Max Fried's profile? And then he has to start like this, and it's like, well, can he just be himself moving forward? Yeah, it's really hard to say, and I think it's really hard to do anything actionable coming off this start, mostly because when Max Fried's right, he could do this against anyone. Can he do this against anyone right now, or was this just the Marlins are a really, really bad team right now, who specifically are like a really aggressive team that doesn't have a lot of guys who can punish mistakes? And so that might be an especially good matchup for a guy like Max Fried, who, when he's right, throws a ton of strikes, generates a lot of weak contact. And maybe it's just right matchup, right time for a guy who needed a good start. And maybe we don't need to take anything more from it. Maybe it's just nice to see that Max Fried is capable of doing this after a very poor start, but not necessarily confirmation that he's back to being an ace. That's where I lean, but I still have him in my top 24 starting pitchers. I'm certainly not going to move him out of the top 24 after this start. So I mostly just, it was good to see, is my takeaway from this.
I think it comes down to your level of risk tolerance, mm-hmm. right? If you are at all worried about the forearm injury cropping back up for Max Fried and you have him on your fantasy team, then you should probably try and shop him for a top 15 or top 20 starting pitcher after this start. But he also pitches for the Atlanta Braves, and if he's good to go, he could be an incredibly valuable starting pitcher. Yep. So your risk tolerance, I think you just have to weigh those things and figure out which side you come out on that. Let's talk about Eric Fetty, who had an awesome start at the Twins. It was 6 innings, 1 run, 11 strikeouts, which was a career high. He had 17 swinging strikes on 95 pitches. less is more. He scrapped the sweeper in this start. He threw the cutter, the sinker, splitter. He was outstanding. It was a great matchup. The Twins have struggled mightily against right-handed pitching this season. But Eric Fetty, widely available, Chris, 29% rostered. Are you looking to add Eric Fetty?
Yeah, I think he should definitely be added. 29% rostered, that's probably too low coming off a start like this. And really, overall, I mean, his ERA is down to like 277, I believe, for the season. He has 273. Underlying numbers aren't elite, but they're, you know, like xFIP, which gives him credit for the ability to limit home runs, thinks that he should be more like a mid threes ERA guy. So yeah, I think 29% rostered is too low. He ditched the sweeper, as you talked about. And one thing he talked about after this game was how the splitter, which is the new pitch for him that he didn't have last time he pitched in the majors, it gives him the ability to play off of that and get whiffs with his fastball, which he did today. Six swinging strikes on the sinker, five on the cutter, five on the splitter. I think to a large extent, this is probably just the Twins being terrible right now, and especially kind of like Max Fried with the Marlins. Just an especially bad matchup for the type of pitcher, because the Twins are swinging and missing at everything. And so that's going to help Fetty, who has, I think, probably middling swing and miss stuff. I think it's going to help him play up. But coming off this start, yeah, I think he should be rostered in more than 29% of leagues.
Let's wrap up with some deep league hitters, Chris. Do any of these names matter? Could they be a thing? Lawrence Butler, Mike Tauchman, Trevor Larnach, Joe Adell. Anything here with any of those names?
So Butler's got some really interesting quality of contact metrics, but it hasn't turned into actual production yet. And until it does, I don't think you really need to make a priority of adding him. And look, I'm not going to say Joe Adell needs to be a priority, but I'm interested and I want to believe in Joe Adell, because he's really been incredibly productive at AAA, even after he's struggled at the major league level. He's not hitting the ball super hard right now, 84.3 mile per hour average velocity, but 8% barrel rate is okay. He's hitting a lot of line drives. The biggest thing, though, is he has raised his in-zone contact rate to about 79-80%. That's been disastrously low. That's been like 65-70% for the most part in Joe Adell's career. And that's one where if he can just be below average in terms of his contact rate on pitches in the strike zone, I think that opens up a lot, because the quality of contact is going to play. I can't say Joe Adell needs to be added in more than deep, maybe 15 team five outfielder leagues. But if the contact rates persist, I do think there's 25 homer upside for Joe Adell.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.